Today we're going to begin, or actually finish up our study on the life of the Apostle Paul. But I'm going to have Brother Jaime up here with me today to help interpret into Spanish the English, because we do have some of his family here, and we want to help them understand the lesson better in Spanish. Today we're going to begin, and if you can turn to the book of Acts, chapter 23. Acts chapter 3. Hechos chapter 23. And so let's go ahead and open in prayer and then we're going to begin. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will be with us here this morning. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would have his way here in our service, from the beginning of the service to the very end. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray that as we continue our study on Paul's journeys, Lord, and specifically today while he is in Rome, that you would help us to understand by the Spirit, Lord, what it was that you were using Paul to do, and that we can glean from his very life how we can also be used in this day that we are living in. And so bless our study, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we are going to be looking at teaching the gospel at Rome.
Hoy vamos a estar viendo el capítulo de enseñando la escritura en Roma.
Teaching the gospel at Rome. And so, let's look at our key verse.
Vamos a ver nuestros versos principales.
The key verse today is actually coming from Philippians chapter 1.
Y el verso principal viene de Filipinos, capítulo 1, versículo 12.
And we can read that together. If you want to turn to it in Spanish, do you have it in Spanish there or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. And I'll read it in English. Brother Jaime will read it in Spanish. Philippians 1, 12. I'm going to read from the New International Version, just because it's a little bit clearer than the King James Version. But it says this: I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel.
El capítulo 1, versículo 12 dice: Hermanos, quiero que sepan que en realidad lo que me ha pasado ha contribuido al avance del evangelio.
What we have to understand,
lo que tenemos que entender,
is that the apostle Paul, when he wrote Philippians,
que el apóstolo Pablo, cuando escribió este libro,
he wrote it from Rome.
Lo escribió en Roma.
And what Paul is explaining to his hearers,
y lo que Pablo está tratando de enseñar a sus estudiantes,
is that everything that happened to him when he was in Jerusalem,
es que todo lo que le pasó a él cuando estaba en Jerusalén,
when he was taken captive,
cuando fue prisionero,
when he appealed to Caesar,
cuando él se enfrentó a César,
him going all the way to Rome, a captive,
él yendo hasta Roma, prisionero,
all of that was actually working out for the good of the gospel.
Todo eso, aunque él era mal, estaba trabajando en una forma buena para la palabra de Dios.
To make the gospel move forward.
Para que la palabra de Dios avanzara.
And we must understand ourselves.
Nosotros tenemos que entender
that there are times that we will go through hard situations.
Que va a haber momentos donde vamos por caminos difíciles.
And when we go through those hard times, God can use those hard times for his good.
Y cuando vamos por esos caminos difíciles, Dios puede usar esos caminos difíciles para algo bueno en nuestras vidas.
Sometimes we may wonder at the time, how?
A veces pensamos, ¿cómo puede pasar eso?
Is it possible that all these mistakes, all of this that has happened to me can work out for good?
¿Puede ser posible que todo esto que está pasando en mi vida salga algo bueno de ahí?
And as far as God is concerned, it's a big yes.
Y por lo más que podemos creer, Dios, que es grande y maravilloso, sí.
God can work all things together for good.
Dios puede trabajar todas las cosas juntas por algo bueno.
I want you to say all things.
Quiero que digan todas las cosas.
All things. Everything.
Todo.
He can work it all for good.
Él puede trabajar todo por algo bueno.
And I'm sure you.
Yo puedo asegurarme que usted.
And I myself.
Y yo.
We have all been through hard times.
Hemos pasado por tiempos difíciles.
If you haven't.
Si no hay sido.
And you're a Christian.
Y es cristiano.
You will.
Va a pasar.
If you want to be used of God,
si quieres ser usado por Dios,
you will have to experience some trials in your life.
Va a pasar por tiempos difíciles.
But God is using those trials to develop us.
Pero acuérdate que Dios está usando esos para hacerte fuerte.
To know how to relate to people.
Para saber cómo usarte con la gente.
Because they need to hear the truth.
Porque ellos necesitan oír la verdad.
And they will hear that truth through you and me.
Ellos van a oír la verdad por ti y por mí.
Today's central truth.
Hoy la verdad el centro.
Is that God provides us with opportunities for ministry.
Con oportunidades para ministrar.
God will provide you and me with plenty of opportunities to minister.
Dios te va a proveer con suficiente palabra para administrar.
Think about Paul for a moment.
Piensa de Pablo por un...
He's in Rome.
Está en Roma.
He's under house arrest.
Está en arresto en su casa.
He's not free. He has a chain around his wrist.
No es libre, lo tienen encadenado.
And from his wrist, there's a chain going to another man's wrist.
Y de su muñeca, tiene una cadena a la otra muñeca del soldado.
He's stuck to this man, chained to a Roman guard.
Él no puede ir a un lado con este soldado.
But in the midst of all of that,
pero entre todo esto,
in a rented house,
en una casa rentada,
he invited people to his house.
Él invitaba a gente.
And he told them the gospel.
Y él predicaba.
No one stopped him.
Nadie lo paraba.
He didn't let his situation stop him.
Él no dejó que la situación en la que estaba parara.
He kept on preaching the gospel.
Él seguía predicando.
And so it doesn't matter where we are.
No importa en qué situación estemos.
We can still have ministry.
Todavía podemos a predicar.
And that is what our lesson will be revolving around today.
Y es lo que esta lectura de este día va a ser acerca.
We must take advantage of the opportunities to present the gospel wherever we are.
Tenemos que aprovechar de las oportunidades para predicar la palabra de Dios.
It won't only happen here in church.
No nomás pasa aquí en la iglesia.
Sometimes we have more opportunities outside the church.
A veces hay más oportunidades afuera de la iglesia.
On the job.
En el trabajo.
To our next door neighbor.
En el vecino.
Passing through the store.
Yendo a la tienda.
Visiting the nursing home this afternoon.
Yendo a visitar al asilo esta tarde.
We have plenty of opportunities.
Tenemos suficientes oportunidades.
And let's take advantage of those opportunities.
Tenemos que aprovechar esas oportunidades.
So that we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Para poder predicar la palabra de Dios.
This world needs to hear about Jesus.
Este mundo necesita hablar de Jesús.
And you and me.
Y tú y yo,
we are his mouthpiece.
Somos la boca de él.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
The book of Romans, Paul writing it.
El libro de Romanos habla de eso.
Paul said, how can they hear without a preacher?
Pablo dice, ¿cómo pueden ellos oír sin un predicador?
Without a voice.
Sin una voz.
He doesn't use the angels to preach the gospel.
Él no usa los ángeles para predicar.
He uses people.
Usa gente.
You and me. Full of the Holy Spirit.
Llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And God's word will not return void.
Y la palabra de Dios no va a regresar en vano.
Amen. Amen. Let's look at our lesson today.
Vamos a ver nuestra lectura hoy.
The Apostle Paul was sent by God to Rome.
El apóstol Pablo fue enviado a Roma hoy.
And it may seem like how?
Y tú debes de preguntar cómo.
Why?
¿Por qué?
But God had a plan.
Dios tenía un plan.
How many of you know that God always has a plan?
¿Cuántos saben que Dios tiene siempre un plan?
Nothing takes God by surprise.
Nadie agarra a Dios por sorpresa.
And so Paul was sent by God to Rome.
Pablo fue enviado a Roma por Dios.
Look in your Bibles at Acts chapter 23.
Mira tu Biblia en Hechos 23.
Verse 11.
Y verso 11.
And it says this. I'll read it in English. Brother Jaime will read it in Spanish. It says this. Acts 23, verse 11. The following night, the Lord. I want you to say the Lord.
The Lord.
That's Jesus. It says, that following night, the Lord stood by Paul and said, "Take courage, Paul, for as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, you must also testify at Rome."
Y la palabra dice, a la noche siguiente el Señor se apareció a Pablo y le dijo, "Ánimo, así como has dado testimonio de mí en Jerusalén, es necesario que des también en Roma."
When Paul was in Jerusalem,
cuando Pablo estaba en Jerusalén,
he was taken prisoner.
Él fue prisionero.
His own people, the Jews,
su misma gente, los judíos,
they wanted to kill him.
Lo querían matar.
Paul went to Jerusalem.
Pablo fue a Jerusalén.
He was under a vow.
Y estaba en,
maybe a promise, maybe.
En bajo promesa.
And when he went into Jerusalem,
cuando fue a Jerusalén,
into the temple area,
al templo,
he was had his hair shaved off. He was bald.
Él tenía su cabellera cortada, pelón.
Because he was under a vow.
Porque él estaba bajo una promesa.
He went into the temple to pray.
Fue al templo ahora.
He was innocent.
Inocente.
He was doing holy things.
Él estaba haciendo cosas maravillosas.
But there was people talking about him on the outside.
Pero había gente hablando de él afuera.
And they said, "This man, Paul,
y decían, este hombre, Pablo,
has brought Gentiles into the temple."
Ha traído gente gentiles en el templo.
Gentiles were not Jews.
Gentiles no eran judíos.
And they said, he brought Gentiles into this holy place.
Dijeron, él trajo gente, gentiles a este templo.
Think about that for a moment.
Piensa un rato acerca de eso.
This is the house of God.
Esto es la casa de Dios.
And these religious people,
y esta gente religiosa,
are in a sense partial, a racist towards the Gentiles.
Por una parte eran racistas a los gentiles.
Don't let them into our church.
Decían, no dejen entrar a nuestra iglesia.
But Paul didn't do that anyways.
Pero Pablo lo hizo de todas maneras.
So these Jews were mad.
Estos judíos estaban curiosos, mal.
They were red in color.
Estaban rojos en color.
Smoke was coming out of their breath.
Humo estaba saliendo de su boca.
They were like a mean bull.
Como un toro malo.
They were scratching their feet, ready to go and charge.
Listos para atacar.
And they went after Paul and they began to get him.
Y fueron contra Pablo y querían agarrarlo.
It wasn't just one of the Jews.
No, nomás era uno.
There was a bunch of them.
Era una congregación grande.
And Paul was telling them, "I'm innocent.
Y Pablo les decía, soy inocente.
I didn't do that."
No hice eso.
And so they were trying to tear him apart, literally.
Se lo querían destrozar en pedazos.
They wanted to destroy him.
Lo querían destruir.
But then this Roman centurion, a Roman guard, they saw this commotion going on in the temple. So he came in, he went and took these people away, and he got Paul and protected him. After all of these events, the Romans took Paul to Caesarea.
Los romanos llevaron a Pablo a Caesarea.
And while there,
y mientras estaban allí,
some of those same Jews that wanted to kill him,
uno de los mismos judíos que querían matarlo,
they made a promise to themselves.
Hicieron una promesa a ellos mismos.
"We're not going to eat or drink,
no vamos a comer ni tomar,
until we kill Paul."
Hasta que matemos a Pablo.
So they sent some people to Caesarea over there.
So mandaron unas gentes allá a Caesarea donde ellos estaban.
And they said, "Bring him back to Jerusalem.
Dijeron, tráelo para Jerusalén.
Let's have a trial."
Vamos a tener un corte.
And they said, "We're going to, whenever they bring him back to Jerusalem from Caesarea to the trial,
y cuando lo traigan para atrás a Jerusalén de Caesarea,
they said, we will kill him along the way.
Lo mataremos.
But God protects his people."
Pero Dios protege a su gente.
One of Paul's own nephews,
uno de sus, Pablo's, de los mismos, sobrinos de él,
heard about what was going on.
Oyó de lo que estaba pasando.
And they told the officials.
Y le dijo a los oficiales.
Actually, they told Paul first.
Le dijeron a Pablo primero.
And then the nephew told the officials because Paul said to them, tell them what's going on. And so that night, in the middle of the night, they got Paul and they took him out of there.
So esa noche, agarraron a Pablo y se lo llevaron.
How many of you know that God protects his people?
Saben que Dios protege a su gente?
God will protect us. It doesn't matter where we are.
Dios nos va a protegernos.
You put your trust in the Lord.
Pones tu confianza en Dios.
He'll watch over you when you're driving.
Te protege mientras manejas.
That's why we pray for traveling mercies before we go out on a long journey.
Por eso oramos, para que Dios nos proteja en el camino cuando salimos.
We have some from Texas.
Tenemos gente de Texas.
They pray for traveling mercies.
Ellos oraron antes de salir.
Take care of us.
Cuídanos.
Watch over us.
Protégenos.
When we drive to Alamosa from Center.
Cuando manejamos para Alamosa de aquí de Center.
Watch over us, Lord. God will protect us. On the job. When we go to the mountains tomorrow for Memorial Day. God is our protector. We don't have to be afraid. Even if we're like Paul and people are trying to kill us. The scripture says that Paul was going to testify about the Lord.
Que Pablo iba a testificar acerca de Dios.
Just like he did in Jerusalem.
Así como lo hizo en Jerusalén,
over there in Rome.
Allá en Roma.
You can look on this map.
Pueden, ver en este mapa,
and you can kind of see his journey.
Puede ver su trayectoria.
This red line
esta línea roja,
was Paul's third missionary journey.
Era el tercer, camino que Pablo tomó.
So we were talking about last week.
Estábamos hablando de esta la semana pasada.
But Paul went around through the churches he had started. And then from over here, he went all the way back to Jerusalem.
Y de ahí donde empezó el punto hasta Jerusalén.
Over here in Corinth.
Ahí en Corintio.
And all these places.
Y todos esos lugares.
He had raised an offering.
Él levantaba ofrenda.
And that offering he was going to take to the poor saints in Jerusalem.
Y con esa ofrenda, él la iba a llevar a los pobres en Jerusalén.
Real Christians think about the poor, don't they?
Amen. Cristianos piensan acerca de los pobres, ¿no?
And so Paul, with this offering, brought it from over here to Jerusalem.
So Pablo con esa ofrenda lo trajo a Jerusalén.
But then while he was in the temple,
pero cuando estaba en el templo,
all of that big old ruckus happened, that big old fight.
Todo eso que pasó con las peleas que lo querían agarrar, empezó.
They took him over here to Caesarea.
So lo llevaron allí a Caesarea.
And then from Caesarea, he appealed to Caesar.
Y de ahí en Caesarea, él, contestó a César.
And so when he appealed to Caesar, they took him along this journey all the way to Rome.
So de ahí de Caesarea, lo llevaron hasta Roma.
Now this journey would be very troublesome for Paul.
So este camino fue un poco... grave para Pablo.
There would be a big shipwreck. A lot of things happened.
Muchas cosas pasaron.
But God got him to Rome.
Pero Dios lo llevó a Roma.
And so let's turn to Acts 25.
Vamos a abrir el libro de Hechos 21.
And let's read some verses here as we begin seeing Paul's journey to Rome.
Vamos donde empieza la trayectoria de Pablo a Roma.
Acts 25, verses 10 through 12. Acts 25.
Hechos 25.
Verses 10 through 12. Let's read this as we see Paul having courage to testify about the gospel. It says, Paul said, I am standing before Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. In other words, he's saying, I should be judged by Caesar, not by you. I have done no wrong to the Jews, as you know very well. If I'm doing wrong or have done anything worthy of death, I do not refuse to die. But if these are empty charges of which these men accuse me, no one may deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar. And when Festus had conferred with the council, he then answered, to Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go.
Y dice, Pablo contestó, yo estoy... ante el tribunal del emperador, que es donde se me debe juzgar. No les he hecho ningún agravio a los judíos. Como ustedes saben muy bien, si soy culpable de haber hecho algo que merezca la muerte, no me niego a morir. Pero si no es cierta las acusaciones que estos judíos formulan contra mí, nadie tiene el derecho de entregarme a ellos para complacerlos. Apeleo al emperador, después de consultar con sus asesores, Festo declaró: has apelado al emperador y al emperador irás.
Paul is standing before Roman emperors at this moment.
Pablo estaba enfrente a los emperadores a este momento.
And what I like about Paul,
lo que me gusta de Pablo,
is he has confidence before these men.
Que él tiene confianza delante de estos señores.
He's not afraid.
No tiene miedo.
God told him, you're going to Rome.
Dios le dijo, tú vas a Roma.
And God is able to give us confidence to stand before even chief men.
Dios nos da esa confianza de enfrentarnos hasta gente que tiene puestos suficientes.
He was calm.
Él estaba calmado.
Collected.
Colectado.
A confident man in the Lord.
Confianza en Dios.
He wasn't wimpy.
No estaba débil.
He was able to stand before these governors.
Él tuvo la fuerza de enfrentarse a esos gobernadores.
Now most of us,
la mayoría de nosotros,
at that thought we might think, well, I wouldn't be able to stand like Paul.
En estos momentos pensamos, nosotros podemos hacer lo mismo que él hizo.
But if God is with you,
pero si Dios está contigo,
at that moment,
en ese momento,
he will give you the confidence you will need.
Él te da la confianza y la fuerza que necesitas.
Sometimes we can think,
a veces podemos pensar,
in the future,
en el futuro,
will we experience persecution?
Nosotros vamos a enfrentar persecuciones
in a bigger scale than what we know presently.
En escalas más grandes que lo que sabemos.
Can we be thrown in prison for the gospel?
Podemos ser aventados en la cárcel por el testimonio de Dios.
Believe it or not,
creas o no,
it's moving that way very quickly.
Se está moviendo en esa dirección muy rápido.
None of us want to be persecuted.
Ni uno de nosotros queremos ser perseguidos.
None of us want to die for our faith. But to be honest with you, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you actually died already in Christ. We live by faith in Christ alone. But if we're ever in a situation in the future, but we have to testify before governors, before kings, in the court, God will come upon us and He'll give us the grace to stand. Remember, Jesus said it like this. He says, when you stand before kings, don't think beforehand what you will say.
No empiezas a pensar qué es lo que vas a decir.
But when you are in that situation,
pero cuando estés ahí,
you speak.
Tú hablas.
And it will be the words that my Father has given you to speak.
Y van a ser las palabras de tu padre que van a salir.
The Holy Spirit will speak through us.
El Espíritu de Dios va a hablar por medio de ti.
He will give us the grace to endure.
Te va a dar la gracia para seguir adelante.
Amen.
There's a book.
Hay un libro.
It's called Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Que se llama,
it's Fox's.
Zorras?
Yeah.
Zorros,
yeah.
Zorros de
Martires. His name was John Fox, the writer. But he wrote all of the different stories of many martyrs from the beginning of the church until about the time of Martin Luther.
Este escritor habló en este libro de todas las persecuciones y todas las muertes que se han sufrido desde un principio hasta ahora.
If you ever get a chance to read it,
si tienes chance de leerlo,
I'd encourage you to read it.
Te pido que lo leas.
You'll read accounts, you'll read stories
vas a leer muchas historias
of martyrs
de muertes
who suffered horrible, horrible deaths.
Que sufrieron muy, muy terribles muertes.
And you and I wouldn't want to be there.
tú y yo no queremos estar ahí.
But they, when they were there,
pero ellos, cuando estaban ahí,
said it was endurable.
Dijeron que fue fuerte.
One quick story.
Una historia muy rápido.
There was someone that was afraid to die.
Había una persona que tenía mucho miedo de morir.
And he knew the next day they were going to burn him in a fiery pit.
Y él sabía que al siguiente día a él lo iban a quemar en un cazo caliente.
And he was afraid.
Y tenía miedo.
Would you be?
¿Tú hubieras tenido miedo?
Knowing tomorrow they're going to burn you alive?
Sabiendo que mañana te iban a quemar vivo.
But he was there with other Christians.
Pero él estaba ahí con otros cristianos.
And they were talking with each other.
Estaban hablando entre
ellos. They were encouraging each other.
Estaban dando fortaleza entre ellos mismos.
And the one that was going to die the next day,
el que iba a morir el siguiente día,
he said, I'll tell you this.
Te voy a decir esto.
When I'm in the fire,
cuando estoy en la lumbre,
if it's endurable,
si es,
if I can handle it,
si lo puedo soportar,
I'll lift up my hand.
Voy a levantar mis manos
while I'm burning.
En lo que me estoy quemando.
And I'll let you know,
y te voy a dejar saber,
that it's endurable,
que sí lo puedo soportar,
and that God will help you through it.
Que Dios te va a ayudar cerca de ti.
The next day,
al siguiente día,
there he was on the wood set up to burn.
Estaba ya atado arriba de las maderas.
They started the wood on fire.
Empezaron la lumbre.
He began to burn. And it began to burn. His body began to burn in the midst of that fire. And all of a sudden, in the midst of it all, as they were looking, he lifted up his hand. And then all of a sudden, he lifted up his other hand. And he began to praise the Lord in the midst of the fire. And he died a martyr's death.
Y él murió de esa manera.
God will give you grace,
Dios te va a dar gracias,
to endure whatever it is we will face.
Lo que venga delante de ti.
Praise the Lord.
Alaba a Dios.
Don't be afraid.
No tengas miedo.
We might be afraid now because we're not there.
Ahorita vamos a tener miedo porque no estamos pasando por eso.
But if we are ever there,
pero si llegamos a eso,
we serve a God that will give us the grace and strength to endure.
Nosotros servimos un Dios que nos da la fuerza y la fortaleza para
eso. Amen.
Amen.
Here's a question.
Aquí hay una pregunta.
How can we demonstrate similar courage in the midst of persecution?
¿Cómo es que podemos
similar courage, similar strength?
I'm trying to explain it. ¿Cómo es que podemos enfrentar esa o agarrar fuerza para llegar a ese
in persecution?
Llegar a perseguirnos.
How can we have that same kind of courage in the midst of persecution?
¿Cómo podemos agarrar las fuerzas para enfrentar eso?
What do we need?
¿Qué necesitamos?
Faith.
Fe.
We need faith.
Necesitamos fe.
In a God that answers, amen? A God that is with us.
Dios,
what else do we need?
¿Qué más necesitamos?
Grace, God's amazing grace.
Gracias.
Amen. What else? Maybe I should say, who else? The Holy Spirit. We need Him with us. He will help us. He's the Comforter. He will help us. He wants to guide us. And He will be there when we're going through it. Amen. Another story. Really fast.
Rápido.
That clock is moving too fast. In Pilgrim's Progress, it's a book written by, doesn't matter. There was a place called Interpreter's House.
En un libro hay un libro llamado El Libro de los Interpretadores.
And in this place,
en este lugar,
there was a wall.
Había una pared.
And that wall was on fire.
Y esa pared estaba encendida en lumbre.
Almost like those big bonfires that they do in high school.
Como las lumbres que hacen en las escuelas.
It's burning hot.
Estaba quemando muy, muy, mucho.
And so it kept burning.
So seguía quemándose.
It didn't stop.
No paraba.
And so interpreter
el interpretador
took him behind the wall.
Lo llevó atrás de la pared.
And there was this person
y estaba esta persona
with pails of water.
Con
actually, it was in front of the wall. Sorry.
So, estaba enfrente de la pared, no atrás. Y esta persona tenía cubetas llenas de agua.
And that wall is burning.
Y la pared seguía quemándose.
And he's getting bucketfuls of water, and he's throwing it on the wall, trying to turn the fire off.
Entonces, agarraba las cubetas y les tiraba el agua.
And he goes back, throws it up again, more water, trying to turn it off.
Agarraba otra y la tiraba, queriéndola.
More.
Y más.
More. And the fire keeps on burning.
Y la pared seguía
quemándose. More.
Tiraba otra.
Seems to want to turn it off.
Quería apagarla.
And it just catches fire.
Prendía más.
And so then he took him behind the wall. And there was a person behind the wall pouring oil into the fire. And that's why the other one couldn't turn it off. And then interpreter told him the meaning. He said, the person trying to turn off the fire
persona tratando de apagar la lumbre
is the devil.
Es el diablo.
That burning wall that's on fire
esa pared que está quemándose
is the born again believer.
Es la persona que acaba de aceptar a Dios.
On fire for God.
Están encendido por Dios.
And Satan's trying to turn off that fire.
Y el diablo está queriendo apagar esa lumbre.
So interpreters showed him the real reason why it kept burning. He kept putting oil in the fire. The name of that oil was grace. God will give us grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, excuse me. Strength and boldness. Boldness.
Coraje. Valentía.
There we go.
Fuerza y valentía.
Comes from God.
Viene de Dios.
And the closer you are to God,
y lo más cerca que estás tú de Dios,
He's going to give you the strength and boldness you need.
La más, valentía y la fuerza que te va a dar.
Amen. Now, in Acts chapter 27, let's look at Paul as he's protected by God.
In Hechos 27, vamos a ver cómo te va a proteger Dios.
I'll read it in English.
Lo voy a leer en inglés.
And this is going to describe this stormy sea. Paul is on a boat.
Pablo está en un bote, en un barco.
But God's going to protect him. 13 through 15 of 27 says, when a south wind blew gently, supposing that they had obtained the necessary conditions, they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. But soon afterward, a tempestuous wind swept through called Euroclydon. And when the ship was overpowered and could not head into the wind, they let her drift. Now let's skip forward to verses 20 through 25. And it says this, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and no small storm was upon us, all hope we should be saved was lost. I mean, I can only imagine how rough that was. After they had long abstained from food, Paul stood in their midst and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail from Crete, incurring this injury and loss. But now I advise you to take courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. Don't you like that? You must stand before Caesar and look. God has given you all who sail with you. Therefore, men, take courage, for I believe God that it will be exactly as it was told to me. Amen. Can I read in Spanish? Yeah, go ahead. Verses 13 through 15 and then 20 through 25.
Versículo 13 dice, cuando comenzó a soplar un viento suave del sur, creyeron que podían conseguir lo que querían. Así que la llevaron en anclas y navegaron junto a las costas de Creta. Poco después se nos vino encima un viento huracanado llamado Nordeste, que venía desde la isla. El barco quedó atrapado por la tempestad y no podía hacerle frente al viento. Así que nos dejamos llevar a la debería. Y luego nos brincamos al versículo 20. Dice, como pasaron muchos días sin apreciar ni el sol ni las estrellas, y la tempestad seguía arreciando, perdíamos al fin toda esperanza y de salvarnos. Llevábamos y
That's all right.
Llevábamos ya mucho tiempo sin comer, así que Pablo se puso en medio de todos y dijo, señores, debían hacer seguido por mi consejo y no haber zarpado de Creta. Así se habría ahorrado este perjuicio y esta pérdida. Pero ahora los exhorto a cobrar ánimo, porque ninguno de ustedes perderán la vida, solo se perderá el barco. Anoche se me apareció un ángel del Dios a quien pertenezco y a quien sirvo. Y me dijo, no tengas miedo, Pablo, tienes que comparecer ante el emperador y Dios te ha concedido la vida de todos los que navegan contigo. Así que, ánimo, señores, confío en Dios que sucederá tal y como se dijo. Sin embargo, tenemos que encallar en algunas islas.
Amen. This account of Paul,
este encuentro de Pablo,
is a very powerful one.
Es muy poderoso.
Before they left on the ship,
antes de irse en el barco,
Paul told them, don't go.
Les dijo, no se vayan.
Don't go.
Vayan.
But they thought the weather had worked out.
Pero ellos pensaron que el clima iba a funcionar bien.
But in that area of the world,
pero en esa área del mundo,
at this time of the year that they were going to travel,
en ese tiempo que ellos iban a viajar,
they would go, or it would have these dangerous storms.
Habían estos vientos terribles.
And they knew it.
Y ellos sabían.
But they thought, well, the weather's going to cooperate.
Pero ellos pensaban que el clima iba a cooperar.
And so they took off.
Y se fueron.
And when they left,
cuando se fueron,
it wasn't too far along the journey.
No muy lejos de cuando se fueron,
that they experienced this horrible storm.
Que empezó esta tormenta.
It was many, many days long.
Eran muchos, muchos días.
The winds and the waves must have been beating up that boat.
El aire y las olas del mar le pegaban duro al barco.
They began to despair. They said, we don't have any hope left.
Empezaron a ellos a pensar que no tenían ni un tipo de sobrevivir eso.
We're all going to die.
Todos vamos a morir.
But there was a man of God in that boat.
Pero había un hombre de Dios en ese barco.
And an angel appeared to him one night.
Y un ángel se le apareció.
I said, don't worry, Paul. Don't be afraid.
No tengas miedo.
You're all going to live.
Todos ustedes van a vivir.
All of the lives in that boat will be alive.
Todos los que están en este barco van a vivir.
The only thing that will be destroyed,
lo único que va a ser destruido,
is the boat.
Es el barco.
And what I find interesting is this.
Lo que yo encuentro interesante en esto es
how important a man of God is.
Que tan importante un hombre de Dios es.
Men and women of God,
hombres y mujeres de Dios,
in places.
En lugares.
Because Paul was in that boat,
porque Pablo estaba en ese barco,
all of the rest of the men were spared.
Los demás fueron salvados.
All because of Paul's sake.
Todo porque Pablo.
And Paul, who was not the captain of the ship,
y Pablo, que no era el capitán del barco,
by the end became the captain.
fin del día él fue el capitán.
It's powerful.
Es poderoso.
Your lives.
Tus vidas.
In Christ, you as a Christian, your life here in Center, Colorado, is very important. Wherever you live, in Texas, your life is very important for that community. Sodom and Gomorrah would not have been destroyed had there been more like Lot and his family. The scripture describes Lot as a righteous man.
La escritura describe a Lot como un hombre recto.
He was a godly man.
Era un hombre de Dios.
And Abraham said, Lord,
y Abraham dijo, Dios,
will you spare that town for 20 righteous?
¿Salvarías a esa ciudad por 20 hombres?
15?
¿O 15?
10?
10?
And what did God say?
¿Qué dijo Dios?
There is still hope for America.
Hay esperanza por Estados Unidos.
There's more than 10 in here.
Hay más de 10 aquí todavía.
One man,
un hombre,
was used of the Lord,
usado por Dios,
to spare the rest of the lives on that boat.
Para salvar las demás personas en ese barco.
It wasn't easy.
No fue fácil.
The ship still broke up.
El barco todavía se destruyó.
They still had to swim to shore.
Todavía tuvieron que nadar a tierra.
But God was showing the people,
pero Dios le estaba enseñando a la gente,
who his man was.
Quién era su hombre.
And so Paul,
so Pablo,
would eventually make it all the way to Rome. Turn to Acts chapter 28.
Vamos a buscar Hechos 28.
And before we read,
y antes de leer,
think about Paul's situation and the boat.
Piensa en la situación de Pablo en el barco este.
Paul was a godly man.
Pablo era un hombre de Dios.
God used him to write more than half of the New Testament.
Dios lo usó para escribir más de las escrituras del Nuevo Testamento.
Was Paul's life marked by just walking through tulips every day?
La vida de Pablo fue marcada nomás por caminar donde quiera cada día.
Through flower beds.
Por jardines y flores.
Living in luxury.
Viviendo en casas ricas.
No.
No.
Lujuria y
placeres.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
Why didn't God just let that ship just stay together and make it all the way to Rome without any storm? Just break the storm away.
¿Por qué Dios no permitió que ese barco llegara sin ningún problema, sin tormenta, sin nada?
No. God allows us to go through sometimes some very hard times.
Dios permite que esas tormentas pasen de vez en cuando en nuestras vidas.
To teach us,
para enseñarnos,
about God's faithfulness.
Acerca de la fe de Dios.
But also to give us a testimony to others.
Pero para darnos también un testimonio para otros.
You can testify to people.
Tú puedes testificar a otra gente.
Look what I've been through.
Mira lo que yo he pasado.
And God has been with me through it.
Dios ha estado conmigo durante eso.
So when they're going through it,
cuando ellos están pasando por eso,
and they're in despair,
y cuando no tienen esperanza,
you can tell them,
tú les puedes decir,
God will bring you through.
Dios te va a salir.
Turn to him.
Conviértete a él.
In the same way he was with me,
y en la misma forma que él estaba conmigo,
he will be with you.
Él va a estar contigo.
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to teach us to trust him.
Dios quiere enseñarnos cómo poner nuestra confianza en él.
In the face of hard times.
Caminos difíciles.
He wants to glorify himself through you. Okay, so Paul makes it to Rome.
So Pablo llega a Roma.
And when Paul gets there,
cuando Pablo llega ahí,
there were some fellow Jews,
habían unos judíos ahí,
that had heard about Paul.
Que habían oído acerca de Pablo.
They had heard that he's a preacher of the gospel.
Habían oído que él era predicador de la palabra de Dios.
They knew that he had been a Pharisee at one time.
Ellos habían oído que era un fariseo a un tiempo.
They had heard about him.
Oyeron de él,
and they wanted to hear him.
Y querían oírlo.
And so Paul began to question them.
So Pablo empezó a preguntar.
And he began to wonder, what had they heard?
Y empezó a preguntarles qué habían oído.
And to his surprise,
y para su sorpresa,
they had only heard good things.
Ellos, habían oído buenas cosas.
They didn't hear about the Jews trying to kill him.
No, ya, ellos no oyeron acerca de los judíos que querían matarlo.
They didn't hear about what the Jews said and him trying to destroy the law and the prophets. And so they were ready to hear the truth of the gospel.
So ellos estaban listos para oír la palabra de
Dios. Acts chapter 28. Verses 16 through 20.
Del 16 al 20.
For the sake of time, I'm going to read it in English. And it says this. When we arrived at Rome, the centurion handed the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was allowed to remain by himself with the soldier who guarded him. That's nice. Don't you think? After 3 days, Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. And when they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, having done nothing contrary to our people or customs of our fathers, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they were determined to release me because there was no charge against me deserving of death. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had any charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, I have asked to see you and speak with you because I am bound with this chain for the hope of Israel." Notice how he's talking to the Jews.
Fíjese cómo él está hablando a los judíos.
He says, "It's for the hope of Israel that I am bound."
Es por la esperanza de los judíos que yo estoy atado.
One thing Paul was always aware of.
Una cosa que Pablo siempre tenía, o estaba, sabía.
He was always aware of his audience.
Siempre él sabía de sus, audiencias.
When he was talking to the Gentiles,
cuando él estaba hablando a los gentiles,
he didn't talk to them like he was talking to Jews.
No les hablaba como él le hablaba a los judíos.
And when he was talking to Jews, he wasn't talking to them like to Gentiles. When he was around the educated, he talked like an educated man. When he was around the uneducated, he talked like an uneducated man. He said, "I become all things to all people,
para toda la gente,
so I could win some."
So para poder a ganar un...
He begins to come to the Jews
él empezó a venir a los judíos,
right where they are.
Ahí donde estaban.
It's the hope of Israel.
Era la esperanza de Israel.
Jesus is the hope of Israel.
La esperanza de Israel.
And a lot of Jews don't know it.
Y muchos judíos no saben.
So he's going to introduce the hope of Israel to them.
So él va a introducir la esperanza de
over there in Rome. He told them, "I was not doing anything wrong. But what I was doing wrong was right." Or it was for the hope of
Israel.
And so, next, he appeals to the Jews to believe. Look at verses 21 through 23. It says, "They said to him, 'We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of the brothers that have come have reported or spoken any evil of you. But we think it is proper to hear from you what you think.'" They said, "We want to hear you." Isn't that good? They weren't shut down. "For concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere. When they had arranged a day to be with him, many came to him at his residence," that's at his house. "From it morning until evening, he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God to them, persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets." Now, one thing to remember is this.
Una cosa que tenemos que recordarnos es,
as Paul is talking to the Jews,
que Pablo está hablando a los judíos.
He's using their Bible to talk to them with.
Está usando la Biblia de ellos para hablar.
Now remember, at this time, there wasn't a New Testament.
No había un testamento nuevo.
Only the Old Testament.
No hasta el testamento viejo.
Those are the books of the Jews.
Esos eran los libros de los judíos.
We glean from them as Christians today.
Nosotros fuimos, juntos como cristianos.
And the whole Bible,
toda la Biblia,
all 66 books,
todos 66,
we believe are inspired of God.
Creemos que es, inspirada por Dios.
But the New Testament was only then being written.
En ese momento era nomás escrito.
And so Paul reasoned to them from something they were very familiar with.
Con algo que ellos están muy familiarizados.
The Old Testament.
El
and he's pointing them to Jesus.
Los estaba guiando a Jesús.
Jesus was in the Old Testament.
Jesús era, estaba en el testamento viejo.
There were many prophecies
había muchas profecías
that were telling them that Jesus, the Messiah, was coming.
Que les decía que el Mesías, Jesús, venía.
And by this time,
y para este tiempo,
Jesus had already come.
Jesús ya había venido.
So then now they can look at the scripture
ahora pueden mirar las...
and look at Jesus' life,
y mirar la vida de Jesús.
His ministry. And prove from the scripture that that was the Messiah. Amen. And so the Jews gave him their ear. And they listened. But sadly, these people of this group, some believed and some didn't. And that's the way it's always going to be. Not everyone's going to believe, sadly. You wish the whole world could just believe. But not everyone will. God has given humanity a free will. Choice.
Cosas para dar libremente escoger.
Yeah. We can choose heaven.
Nosotros podemos escoger el cielo.
Or hell.
O el infierno.
But it's all determined.
Pero todo está determinado.
By Jesus Christ.
Por Jesús Cristo.
We don't choose heaven.
No, nosotros escogemos el cielo.
We don't choose hell. We choose Jesus. Jesus gets us to heaven. Don't receive Jesus? Hell. It's that simple. Jesus and what we do with Jesus determines our eternity. Nothing else. Not memorizing the Bible. This book won't get you to heaven.
No te va a llevar al cielo.
I have 10 of them.
Yo tengo 10 de ellos.
At my house.
En mi casa.
When people come into my house,
cuando gente llega a mi casa,
they see an open Bible.
Ven una Biblia abierta.
On my table.
En mi mesa.
Will that get me to heaven?
Eso me va a llevar al cielo?
No.
No.
It's paper.
Es papel.
I attended church every Sunday.
Yo voy a la iglesia todos los domingos.
Will that get me to heaven?
¿Eso me llevará a mí al cielo?
No.
No.
We don't attend church to be saved.
Nosotros no vamos a la iglesia para ser salvos.
But because we're saved,
pero porque somos salvos,
we come to church.
Venimos a la iglesia.
Amen.
We're made righteous.
Nosotros somos hechos, justos.
By faith.
Por fe.
In Jesus Christ alone.
Solo.
We're not made righteous
no somos hechos justos
by giving to the poor.
Para darle a los pobres, por darle a los pobres.
By not sinning.
Por no pecar.
What?
¿Cómo?
I thought if you didn't sin that made you holy.
Yo creí que por no pecar te hace justo.
Listen.
Escucha.
When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and His blood has washed us clean,
limpios.
God looks at me.
Dios me mira a mí.
God looks at you as a believer.
Y a ti como creyente.
As a holy person.
Como una persona justa.
The blood of Jesus makes us holy.
La sangre de Cristo nos hace.
And because we're holy,
porque somos justos,
we don't practice sin.
No practicamos la, pecado.
Amen?
Amen.
However,
como siempre,
we are not perfect.
No somos perfectos.
We will make mistakes.
Vamos a pecar.
John said in 1 John,
1 dijo,
he that says he has no sin,
él, el que no tenga pecado,
is a liar.
Es mentiroso.
But he says if we do sin,
pero si pecamos,
we confess our sins.
Nosotros confesamos nuestros pecados.
We confess our sins and we we confess our sins and he is faithful and just. To forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for what Jesus did. Paul is proclaiming the kingdom of God. And what we see is that their response to the gospel was mixed. Some believed,
unos creyeron,
some didn't.
Y otros no.
Some wanted more understanding.
Otros querían más, entendimiento.
And so Paul would teach them.
So Pablo los enseñaba.
Look at verses 24 and 25. Chapter 28, verses 24 and 25.
24, 25.
It says, some believed what was said.
Chapter 28.
Yeah, chapter 28, verses...
Capítulo 28, en el versículo 24, 25.
There you go. It says, some believed what was said, but some did not believe. Being in disagreement with one another, they were dismissed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit accurately spoke to our fathers through Isaiah the prophet. And so at this word, there's going to be confusion and they're going to leave. Look at verses 26 through 31 as we see the close of Acts. It says, go to this people and say, you shall certainly hear but never understand. You shall certainly see but never perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing and they have closed their eyes lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart. And turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will hear it. And when they had said these words, the Jews departed and disputed greatly among themselves. I mean, they began to argue among themselves. And Paul remained 2 whole years in his own rented house. He welcomed all who came to him, boldly and freely preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Paul was given the ability to rehearse the kingdom of God whenever and to whomsoever came in to his house. Isn't that wonderful? And he was able to teach, he was able to preach, he was able to help understand for 2 years. Now, one interesting note about the book of Acts is that you don't find a closing on this book. Notice how it just stops. There's not a closing chapter. He's not saying to Luke to write. These people said hello. He's not saying pray for us. He didn't end it with an amen. Let me tell you why. Because this book is still being written through his church even now. Amen. God is still working through the church. He's not done with us. And he's going to use you and me. You and me. You are the one that will be able to impact people that I can't reach. You have your own world.
Tú tienes tu mismo mundo.
Your sphere of influence.
Tu influencias alrededor de ti.
People that you rub shoulders with.
Personas que tú estás muy cerca de ellas.
And we need to get a renewed burden in our hearts.
Y nosotros tenemos que renovar nuestros corazones.
For the lost.
Por los perdidos.
Sometimes we can get busy.
A veces estamos muy ocupados.
Sometimes even with good Christian things. And then we can sometimes forget that some of the individuals in our world if they don't accept Jesus they will go to hell. Think about it. People in our sphere of influence. My own family.
Mi propia familia.
They need to be prayed for. And I must not forget. To talk to them.
Hablarle a ellos.
Not only pray.
No nomás orar,
but talk to them about Jesus.
Acerca de Dios.
When we first got saved. We told our family. We've been saved for many years. And maybe don't tell them like we used to. Maybe now. We can tell them in a gentler way. I know I myself. At first. I might have been a little rough around the edges. A little strong. But now.
Pero ahora,
gentler.
Más delicado.
How about you?
Que, como tú. Como eres.
We have a world that we can influence. Amen?
Un mundo que podemos influenciar.
And we should pray.
Y tenemos que orar.
Lord, give me opportunity.
De Dios, dame oportunidades.
To share my faith.
Para
Amen.
Amen.
God will give us a sensitivity
Dios no va a dar sensibilidad
to those moments.
A esos momentos.
It could be anywhere.
Puede ser en cualquier lugar.
And it may be someone you don't even know.
Una persona que tú ni conoces.
But be ready.
Pero tienes que estar listo.
And God will help you to speak
y Dios te va a hablar,
to those individuals. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you are doing. We ask that, Lord, you would continue to bless our service today. Lord, we do pray for all of those that may even be away for Memorial Weekend. Lord, we do ask that you would watch over them and bless the remainder of our service. Let your presence be here in a very special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Go ahead and go around and greet one another.